The Dispersed Remnant Returns, A Golden Age of Prophecy. Theme text: The Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 11 through 12. The return of the Jews from two millennia of diaspora is ongoing and will become increasingly dramatic. The completed vision and the hope associated with it strengthen our faith. In our banner scripture, the prophet Isaiah mentions an ensign or signal will arise and, as a result, mass Jewish repatriation to the land of Israel. What may constitute this signal and cause Jews to return to Eretz Israel? Here we offer four possibilities that can occur in overlapping succession according to the faith of the repatriated individuals. First, secular and biblical Zionist, of varying degrees of faith, return to their homeland to begin a new life. Some will return in faith out of a spiritual longing for God, or, without faith, searching for peace. This started in 1878 and continues as a first step of the Valley of Dry Bones prophecy, Ezekiel 37, verses 7 through 14. Second, increasing antisemitism among Eastern and Western nations will continue to drive Jews back to the safe haven of Israel. The Jerusalem Post indicated increased Jewish aliyah to Israel as follows: in 2020, 21,000. In 2021, 27,000. In 2022, 70,000. And in 2023, 60,000. And that's despite the Gaza and Hezbollah conflicts. Third, the signal could be the rise of their Messiah, the long-promised king, whom faithful Israelites recognize by faith, and unbelieving Jews eventually recognize by sight, when their blindness is removed. The miraculous power of Messiah's kingship demonstrated in the flourishing of the land, deliverance of Israel from Gog of Magog, and even the resurrection of the dead, will be enormous incentives for Jews to regather to their homeland. Fourth, when Messiah's kingdom and power and glory becomes evident to all nations, Zephaniah 3 verses 8 through 9, contrite former persecutors will make amends by helping scattered Jewish people return to their land. I will lift up my hand to the nations and raise my signal to the peoples, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. With their faces to the ground they shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. Isaiah 49, 22 through 23. God's work will be gracious as he allows Jews to return to the promised land according to their faith. Jehovah promises to bring each one of his people back to Israel and into a relationship with him. According to their faith, all Israel will know that Jehovah is the Lord. I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries with a mighty hand, with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will plead with you face to face. Ezekiel 20, verses 33 through 38. Scarcely room for them. Zechariah indicates that the number of returned Jews will be so vast that Gilead, North Jordan, and Lebanon will scarcely have room for them. In far countries they shall remember me, and with their children they shall live and return. I will bring them home from the land of Egypt, and gather them from Assyria, and I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon, till there is no room for them. The depths of the Nile shall be dried up, the pride of Assyria shall be laid low, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. I will make them strong in the Lord, and they shall walk in his name. Zechariah 10, verses 9 through 12. International pressures. In our day of 2025, 77 years after the establishment of the State of Israel, international pressure bears down on them to reduce territory in favor of another Islamic state. While Israel's enemies want it to disappear, Israel is rising. Jehovah is working on their land expansion and a robust repopulation of their promised land. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have compassion on them, and they shall be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Then Ephraim shall become like a mighty warrior, and their hearts shall be glad as with wine. Their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them and gather them in, for I have redeemed them, and they shall be as many as they were before. Zechariah 10, verses 6 through 8. Face to face. In each scenario, Jehovah pleads with scattered Israelites face to face, providing them with reasons to return for their national restoration. At the same time, God brings Gentile nations to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Jehovah has judged, for he will plead with them also, but for their destruction. I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down into the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Joel 3:2, Jeremiah 30, verse 11. The conflict of faith. The Bible presents the modern world with an existential problem. If the Bible is of God, its promises must come to pass. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose. Isaiah 55, verse 11. God's word states the future role of Israel is to be a blessing to all the earth. The act of blessing is Israel's destiny, and it is to be God's channel for blessing all people. Jacob shall take root, Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots and fill the whole world with fruit. Isaiah 27, verse 6. Misinformation, antagonist of Israel, engage in the daunting challenge of facing off against the Creator of the universe. Unaware of, or indifferent to, the promises of God to Israel, they fight a futile battle. It is sadly absurd that they accuse Israel of genocide in its defensive war with Hamas. Israel holds itself accountable for achieving minimal civilian casualties. The terrorist attackers use children, civilians, and the sick as human shields. Israel has been willing to live in peace with its Arab citizens, with so-called Palestinians in its territory, and even the surrounding Arab nations. This heretofore unrequired magnanimous approach is evidenced in Israel's Declaration of Independence, May 14, 1948. We appeal, in the very midst of the onslaught launched against us now for months, to the Arab inhabitants of the State of Israel, to preserve peace and participate in the upbuilding of the state on the basis of full and equal citizenship and due representation in all its provisional and permanent institutions. We extend our hand to all neighboring states and their peoples in an offer of peace and good neighborliness, and appeal to them to establish bonds of cooperation and mutual help with the sovereign Jewish people settled in its own land. The State of Israel is prepared to do its share in common effort for the advancement of the entire Middle East. The God of Israel. Jehovah is the God of Israel. That phrase occurs 201 times in the Bible. Any approach, religious or philosophical, that mitigates the ascendant role of Israel negates the authority of the Scripture. Let God be true, though every man be found a liar. Romans 3:4. Israel will be installed at the top of the mountains. Isaiah 2, verses 2 through 4. Israel is rising among nations. Replacement theology is the concept that Christianity has displaced Judaism. This belief holds that the Christian church has replaced Israel in God's plan, and that the new covenant through Jesus Christ supersedes the old covenant made with Israel, who they claim have forever lost God's favor. Replacement theology has been historically significant, but also controversial, as it often has been associated with anti-Semitic attitudes and actions in history. Many modern Christians have rejected the idea and instead emphasized respect and dialogue between the two faiths. Further evidence of Israel's future prominence is found in Isaiah. In the latter days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills. And all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah 2, verses 1 through 5. All nations will look to the salvation of Israel as a signal for their own salvation. God's law will emanate from Jerusalem, bringing the golden age of prophecy. Wars will cease, peace will prevail, and God will save all the willing of mankind. Israel essential to God's plan. The Apostle Paul affirms that Israel remains essential in God's plan. Blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins, as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. Romans 11:25-28. The restoration of Israel is prologue to God's kingdom on earth, to bless all families on earth. When mankind realizes that God has taken away Israel's sins and lovingly restored them for his purposes, they will realize the majesty of God's loving kindness and see God's blessings extend to them from the nation of Israel. We are supremely blessed to know of his gracious plan beforehand. Recent Muslim migration. Unique to our era is mass migration of Muslims to Western culture. They bring the potential to develop their talents from medicine, science, engineering, law, and finance to be hardworking entrepreneurship of the small business owners. Western nations can be enriched by their contributions. However, in varying degrees, they also bring negative perspectives respecting Israel. For example, Nakba, catastrophe, remains in their vocabulary and culture even after arriving in the relative safety of their new homes in the West. Nakba views the creation of the State of Israel as a catastrophe to their Muslim interest. We were shocked by an anti-Semitic sentiment that exploded on college campuses in the U.S. during Israel's defense against Hamas. We watch to see if rising Muslim power, guided by this prejudice, will sway left-leaning Western politics to pro-Islamic and anti-Israel positions. The Golden Age of Prophecy. The earlier verses of Isaiah 11, preceding our banner scripture, identify the ingathering of Israelites to their promised land as during the opening days of the Golden Age of Prophecy. Consider Isaiah's introduction of the Messiah. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. Jesus Christ and his church are to rule the earth in righteousness, delivering mankind from sin and death. Revelation 20, verse 6. In that day, the millennium, the wolf shall dwell in peace with the lamb, and the little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Messiah shall stand as a signal of the peoples. Of him shall nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. It takes a leap of imagination to suppose that there has ever been a time in the Christian era that Isaiah's beautiful vision has been fulfilled. Promised peace. The peaceful ending to the conflict now raging between Israel and its Islamic neighbors is found in Isaiah's prophecies. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering. And they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing. And they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. Isaiah 19, verses 19 through 22. God will reveal himself to all nations. The effect will be profound. They will cease to seek Israel's destruction. God will listen to their pleas for divine mercy and hear them. The result will accelerate the establishment of the kingdom of righteousness on earth. Peace will come to the Middle East, not by destroying Israel, but by their ascendance under Jehovah's mighty power. Egypt and Assyria will join as partners with Israel to bring blessings to all the earth, but only under God's terms. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria. And the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance." Israel is rising among the nations. We look forward to the grand fulfillment of prophecy with eager anticipation and profound reverence for Jehovah.